Iggy News, I'm Ben Thomas. Tens of thousands of Palestinians have streamed into the southernmost town in Gaza in the face of Israel's expanding offensive. Karen Chamas has more.
Israel told residents of central Gaza to head south. But even as the displaced have poured in, the southern town of Rafah has not been spared. A strike Thursday evening destroyed a residential building, killing well over a dozen people, according to the media office of the nearby Al-Kuwaiti hospital. By the site of the strike in Rafah, mourners gathered around an opened body bag, waiting for their turn to kiss the face of a loved one killed from the attack, as the sound of Israeli jets hovered above. Displaced resident Omar Kanan told the AP, "They're liars. They ask you to evacuate and send you to an area. And after many families gather there, they hit you." Israel blames the high death toll on Hamas, which it accuses of embedding inside the civilian population. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Biden administration has approved an emergency weapons sale to Israel, bypassing Congress for the second time this month. Ukraine says Russian airstrikes across the country killed at least 30 civilians today. Sagar Magani reports it came with frontline fighting largely bogged down due to winter weather.
Western officials and analysts had been warning Moscow limited its cruise missile strikes for months, apparently in a bid to boost its stockpiles for massive strikes in the winter. Ukraine's Air Force says this was the biggest aerial assault in 13 months.
Wall Street closed the day with small losses, but Damian Troisi reports it was a big year.
The S&P 500 fell 0.3%, but closed the year with a 24% gain and is sitting just below its all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell slightly after setting a record on Thursday. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.6%, but that was barely a blemish on an annual gain of more than 43%.
This is AP News.